Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Hunter Shire Council has appointed a new general manager. Council appointed an interim general manager in August after Steve McDonald left the position. Mr. Greg McDonald has been appointed to the role overnight and will commence work with council in January next year. He was one of 22 applicants for the job. Mr. McDonald is currently the Director of Customer and Corporate and previously the Director for Planning and Infrastructure for Willoughby City Council and has extensive leadership, technical and engineering skills working within local government and utilities environment since 1990. He's previously worked at regional councils in Dungog and in Wyong. The Upper Hunter is in for a scorching weekend. Two slow-moving low-pressure troughs are dragging a mass of hot air over the southern and eastern parts of Australia across the next week, bringing temperatures that will break records for the normal heat of November. NBN News weatherman Gavin Morris says the northwesterly winds will be very strong on Sunday and the 43-degree day for the Hunter is out of the norm for this time of the year.
Because of the lack of monsoon build-up over northern Australia and these big highs, this belt of high over southern Australia, both of them have been working together, and this hot pool has just been getting bigger and bigger, and it kind of feeds off itself because it becomes so hot and dry, no clouds can form, so it doesn't shade out.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service crews in the Hunter have prepared strike teams, and there are aircraft on standby in case things turn to the worse. And there was more money for our fireys this week, with the Mangoola Rural Fire Brigade receiving a grant. It was a $5,000 Minister's discretionary donation in recognition for their efforts for some PPE lockers. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says the fireys at Mangoola have been fantastic.
The Rural Fire Service people have been very busy themselves for the last 18 months. They're always on the ready, always there to help. They're a great bunch of people, very committed to our community, and we thank them very much. And that small grant just goes a little bit further to be able to make their life a little bit easier in order to help us.
The Singleton Greyhounds have a new club president, but it's not a new face. Luke Gardner, a four-time Group 21 Premiership player, stepped up as the club's senior club president this week ahead of the 2021 season. He's also recently celebrated the club's 30th anniversary since their famous 1990 Group 21 Premiership and Clayton Cup victories. And that's your latest in local news and sport.